And then we have a little mini Chinese auction. What do you call that?
I guess you changed their mind. Oh, okay. Am I free? Okay, so of course we are getting ready for Hanukkah, and as I mentioned in earlier occasions, when Mrs. Volosov says, "You gotta help me out and say something," so I'm here doing it for what she asked. But she has quite specific instructions. She says, "I don't want it to be less than 9 minutes. I don't want it to be more than 10 minutes. And I want you to speak about Hanukkah. I want you to speak about music. I want you to look up what it says in Chabad.org over here." She gave me the exact, and I just don't. I just don't know. You know, us men, sometimes we try to please, but I really am at a loss how to really fulfill her wishes. I mean, what she really wanted me to say. But I will try to just briefly talk on the topic that she put out about the healing and about the inspiration we can get from the Hanukkah lights. Because as you know, in our lifetime, we have days which are bright, which the sun shines, we feel good, we're happy, we're ready to take on the world. And then there are other days in which things seem gloomy. It's dark. We have difficulty getting up, facing the world, and taking on the daily challenges. And it could be for various different reasons. Sometimes it's personal, sometimes our mood, something sometimes happened, a bad day, various different reasons. But we are not feeling well. Our life is dark. And here we have the miracle of Hanukkah. The Torah tells us to light the menorah when it gets dark. When it's dark outside, when sometimes things feel or seem hopeless, you're discouraged. The Torah tells you, the miracle of Hanukkah tells us, go ahead, strike a match, and light that flame. And when you light that flame, you will see the shine, the brightness, the warmth, and the beauty of life and the gifts that God has bestowed upon you. You know, the miracle of Hanukkah in this setting was a very difficult and challenging time for the Jewish people. Even though we celebrate the great miracle of a few being able to be victorious over the many and to celebrate the great miracle of the oil that was found. But it was a very difficult time. The Jewish people were oppressed. The Jewish people were in a state of darkness. God gave them a miracle, and God showed them that even in times that there are challenges, He didn't forget you. And God performed this wonderful miracle of Hanukkah. So, When you take a look, what is a lamp? A lamp mainly consists of three parts. You light the lamp, so you light the wick, and the wick has the fuel, it has the oil, which draws after the wick, and that is what burns. And the same thing is our life. Because when we are lifeless, we are like the candle, we are like the wick, which has not been lit. It's a candle which is sitting there and basically not functioning and not doing anything. When you light that candle, when you light that light, then you become alive. Then there's a fire. What fuels that fire? When you go out and you live life and you're happy, the fire is on. What is the fuel? What makes you happy? What gives you that life force? What gives you light and happiness? Mostly, when material things go well for us, when we have money to pay our bills, when the kids are doing well in school, when our parents are healthy, when we are peaceful in our homes, then mostly our lights are lit, our candles are lit, are aflame. But yet, we as Jewish people have something more. More than just the material happiness and satisfaction. A Jewish soul isn't satisfied just with the ordinary fuel. And that's why in the Beis HaMikdash, Timu es Hashmanim, they defiled the oil, which means that the light that was burning did not burn from pure oil, but rather what was burning was the very material oil. The Greeks tried to convince and to enforce the Jewish people that their happiness should come from ordinary oil, from oil which is not pure. But ordinary oil cannot satisfy a Jewish soul. A Jewish soul is looking for clean oil. It needs pure oil. What is that pure oil? That pure oil is the oil of mitzvahs, the oil of Torah, the oil of the love of Hashem, the oil of the love of the Jewish people. That is the pure oil. God showed them the great miracle that notwithstanding that they lived in difficult times, but yet God made them and gave them the miracle that they should have this pure oil. That oil, and that is the oil that brought them salvation, and that is the oil that brought them healing. So, I guess when we're looking sort of to ignite, put ourselves on fire, to get ourselves encouraged, to get ourselves back on track, we have to remember that pure oil, the miracle of Hanukkah, to go ahead and try to the extent we can to be involved in acts of goodness and kindness. If you want to be able to see life in your life, in your own life, then when you go out and you give to another person, then Hashem will give you as well. The Rebbe writes, and just yesterday was the Rebbe's anniversary, and I'm going to conclude with a short part from the Rebbe. The Rebbe writes in Hayom Yom, several days ago. The Rebbe writes over there, and he says, if you love another Jew, then God will love you. If you do a favor for another Jew, then God will do you a favor. And if you reach out and you bring another Jew close to your heart, then God will bring you close to him. So what are these three things? Number one, if you love another Jew, which means you have to love them with your heart. It's not enough to do for them, but you got to love them. You got to feel for them. You have to be emotionally involved. If you're emotionally involved with another Jew, then God will emotionally, so to speak, love you as well. If that's not enough, because sometimes I love him, but you're not ready to do anything for them. The next sentence is, if you go ahead and you do a favor, which means it's not just you love him, but you actually do something for them, you take an action, then God will also not just love you, but God will do for you. Well, what happens? We don't feel like it, not in our heart, and it's not something that we can do. So what do then? So then, the answer is, reach out to another Jew. So God will reach out to you as well. Which means, basically, if you find it very hard to light your own menorah because you are disappointed, maybe you have questions unanswered, you don't understand what's going on in this world, you have all these, you're mixed up, you so much want to believe, you so much want to do, but it's just you can't get yourself, there's so much confusion, there's so much, and you can't make, you want to, but you can't. You can't light your own menorah, you can't light your own light. Go ahead and try and light somebody else's light. Maybe in the merit, if you are reaching out to somebody else, and you're trying to help another person find their own way, find their way, helping them in a physical, material way, but also in a spiritual way. Help them find happiness. Help them find goodness. Give them the gift of Torah. Give them the gift of Jewish life. Educate them. Show them the way. Then, perhaps lighting somebody else's flame, then God will reach out to you and light your flame as well, so that you will find in yourself the courage to overcome your own questions and your own doubts and your own challenges that you have. And when you light your flame, then you will see that all of a sudden a lot of the darkness, small flame, pushes away lots of darkness. The world isn't so dark anymore. The world isn't so gloomy. There is hope, there is goodness, you will be encouraged, and you will lead a much happier and a much more productive and a much more healthier life. And really, that's essentially what music does to people too, because, you know, music has the power, as mentioned, the pen of the soul, that when you're down and when you're depressed and you put up a lively tune, you bring in an energy, you bring out in your depth that light, that beautiful shine that you have yourself, and brings it out in the open. Lucky are those who have a job of making people happy and bringing out joy, because we know that in Torah, light with joy goes together. Laihudim hoisa oira v'simcha. Light and simcha go together. The light of the Hanukkah light together with the joy of the nigun of the music, that's all together. And I know that I'm way over time already. I take this opportunity to thank the Grandels for coming here and doing, and certainly I am in awe of the energy and the constant effort that the Rebbetzin puts in. I'm way, way behind her. She's dragging the boat. And I said, I'm tired. Let's come on. Let's take a break. She says, no, we got to do this. So, but Baruch Hashem, she keeps on pushing and pulling the boat, pushing and pulling both at the same time, from the back and from the front. And she said, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it. And, you know, Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Hashem should grant the koiches And Hashem should help that our gathering should be a successful one, bringing happiness, light, and we should all merit the healings that we're looking for. We should be healthy, and Hashem will send us all of His blessings so that we have a happy Hanukkah, a happy year, and only goodness for our families. Thank you for listening. Got a word for the world.